The initial tragedy is often called a critical incident. For the incident to be critical, it must be 1. Unexpected. No one saw it coming. 2. Personal. There must be a relationship with the people, places, and things involved. 3. Powerful. The incident must be so severe that it disrupts normal, at least for a while. And 4. Overwhelming. Feeling overpowered and devastated, those involved will be in shock and unsure how to cope. The natural result of surviving a critical incident is a state of significant distress known as crisis. Being in crisis means that thinking becomes distorted, confused, and there's often trouble concentrating. People in crisis struggle to understand what happened and what to do next. They don't feel balanced, settled, or secure. Instead, they feel panicked, worried, angry, and even heartbroken. Following a tragedy, people in crisis may no longer feel safe and have trouble trusting. They may even feel powerless or feel like they have little control. They may feel that what happened is wrong and circumstances are unfair. As a result, people in crisis often isolate, withdraw, build barriers between themselves and others, while trying to make sense of the senseless. We can't stop a tragedy from occurring, but we can support those struggling. We do this because it's imperative to our success as a whole. Consider the person who doesn't feel like anyone cares. With churning resentment, he replies in kind, "Why should I care? Why should I care about them, care about work, care to do my best or even be on time?" The cost of not caring is too expensive. It creates a toxic, self-centered environment that chokes progress. On the other hand, caring for those struggling communicates a basic message that we all need to hear. You matter. Caring means showing up and listening out for what people need. Training teaches us how to capably meet those needs. Providing care is cost-effective and contagious, as it creates a culture dedicated to engagement and service. We care for people in crisis because people matter. Our compassionate presence offers hope that reflects value and benefits everyone involved.